Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
I was actually able to talk to his wife, Adrienne Curry, who is such an uber nerd. She's adorable.
Yeah, she was great.
She was in full Wonder Woman outfit, and I would like to change my casting to cast Adrienne Curry as Wonder Woman because she was absolutely perfect. The first day she was actually in a Clockwork Orange outfit, and today she was going to be a Jedi.
An Imperial officer.
Which we'll hear her
yes, talk about more.
Yes, she's been talking about that. So she's really big into costuming and everything like that. She had tweeted a week or so ago that she was waiting for her Lulu Dallas outfit to come in. I asked her about that. We talked about costuming and stuff like that in her interview. She's so sweet.
One other thing to mention before we play the interview. A few days ago on, was it Facebook or Twitter? She had released some Darth Vader balloons into the air.
She tweeted that she tweeted a video, and she was like, I can't believe I just did this. And it linked over to YouTube, and she had a couple of balloons left over from a party. They were Darth Vader balloons, helium balloons, that were kind of losing their luster. So she attached a note and set them adrift. So I did ask her if she'd heard back from the balloons as well. So that's the background behind that. So here's the interview with Adrienne Curry.
I'm really into the cosplay. Can't help it.
I was hoping to see the Lulu Dallas today. Not going to lie.
Lulu Dallas has just been completed, and she's in the mail coming to my house. I actually have two. I got the orange suspender version, and I got the bandage version. I got to get a little multi-pass for the bandage, and I've been looking for a Corbin Dallas gun. Damn them for costing so much money. Damn them. They're like $250. Try to, you know, put that past this guy. So I'm just going to tell everyone that I had it, but Corbin took it back.
Yeah. It was stolen.
I was actually trying to learn some of the divine language. So I could just have, you know, a couple of things to say, but it's kind of hard. You know, I got like, what is it, like Wartha and what else is it? Octas, a couple other things. I'm like, damn it, I wanted to learn at least one line.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what other costumes do you wear? I know you play World of Warcraft.
Yesterday I was Alex DeLarge from Clockwork Orange. Tomorrow I will be my version of a sexy Imperial slut, because I don't believe those boys were on the Death Star with only like Princess Leia and all of outer space. Someone was there servicing the servicemen. So that will be my costume tomorrow.
Very, very nice. Have you heard back from the balloons that you released?
No! I've been waiting. That was so fun. I had a good time, but I know Atlanta. It's funny, all these people wrote me, that balloon right in the ocean. I'm like, no, the ocean was that way. And it kind of was really low because the balloons had, you know, lost a lot of the helium. And I know it's probably landed in someone's tree or it's like caught up on a chimney. We'll see. They'll probably like write StarWars.com. Whatever nerd sent this off and, you know, got it stuck in my tree. Fuck them or something. That's what's going to happen.
So, I will say, I do like the Wonder Woman costume. My daughter running around here is actually named Diana after Wonder Woman, so yeah.
I'm actually having one made. It's really hard to get all the right materials, because though hers is good, it's still got, you know, it's not good enough. I want to go authentic. And that's hard, because she only had a couple stars, like here, and a couple stars there, and then there's like a lot of gold braiding done a certain way with the bird, with like a little phoenix beak, so my designer is telling me how long it's going to take and how much it's going to cost. So I'm waiting on my quote. So what else am I working on? I'm working on an authentic Aeon Flux, not the movie. That was a disgrace. No offense to Charlize Theron, but she is not Aeon Flux. She's not Aeon Flux, man. Aeon Flux should be nothing but like sex and like really deep meaning, like confusing words. Like Trevor Goodchild was just this. I remember a quote he said. What did he say? That which does not kill us makes us stranger. That was my favorite quote forever. So I'm working on Aeon. I want to do a Darth Talon, which would be fun. And I'm hoping I can find a great body painter at like an event.
She'd do a fantastic body.
Archangel is here later today, so.
So, I mean, Darth Talon's not that hard. It's kind of like Aeon Fox. It's not that much, but it's her saber. She has like a wooden very natural handle on her saber with, like, it almost looks like roots coming up on the blade. So that's going to be a little hard to come by. Probably really expensive. See, I don't let him know how expensive this stuff is. In fact, I've sold autographs online, and I'm like, listen, normally I do stuff for charity online, almost always cancer. And I told people, I said, well, this time it's not charity. Well, kind of. It's my costume charity. And people actually donated, and that's where Lilu is coming from. I still have to dye her wig. I got a yellow wig, and I have to get orange artist ink. Artist ink is hard to find. Not artist paint, artist ink. And then you mix it with, like, some sort of paint thinner and, like, half rubbing alcohol. You spray it on the wig, comb it out, wash it out, and because Lilu has the yellow roots, and nobody does the yellow roots, they all just throw on the orange wig. So I'm going to try, and if it doesn't work, then I'll just get the orange wig. But I'm putting the effort in, man. Dude, she looks awesome. Sorry, I'm really big Thundercat.
It's okay. Well, I want to thank you for your time. We're going to get going.
Yay.
Let you sell some pictures so you can buy a new costume.
I already sold enough yesterday to get two. I got a Return of the Jedi and an Empire Strikes Back still frames of both Han Solo. So happy. And I was trying to figure out, okay, what scenes are these from? The Jedi one is of Han about to storm the Imperial Guards at the very end when he's got all the Ewoks with him. And the Empire Strikes Back, he was, like, making this face, and it looked like there's a droid in the background, but it wasn't C-3PO. I'm like, what is this? And then I realized that's when Luke was getting his arm back on, and Han was pissed off because Leia kissed Luke. And then I asked all the other nerds. They're like, yeah, that's it. So I'm really excited.
Very cool.
Oh, and I also got an Edward Scissorhands, like, piece of still frames. I know. Oh, please. I was here before anyone else, and it was, like, bright in the morning. And he's like, what are you doing? Why do you have to shop now? I'm like, because you don't get it. They'll take it all. Yeah. Gotta get the good shit first.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Enjoy, you guys. Have fun. I'm well.
She was so awesome.
Yeah, she was great. She's so cool.
And you can kind of tell, like, she's way into it and just drags Chris along with her. Like, come on, come to these conventions with me. She was actually quoted, or she did an interview in the Toronto Sun. They were talking about the con, and this is the first time that Wizard World was there. And she was the only one that they interviewed, or at least the only one that made the article. And she was saying how awesome it is to see everybody, like, in costumes and how much detail they put into it and stuff. And all of her friends ask her, like, why can't I meet a nice guy? And she's like, you need to come to a convention. And these guys are awesome. They will treat you right. And they obviously have money, and they have so much attention to detail and everything, and they don't live in their mother's basements. So I was like, yay, shout out for the nerds. So, hey, if Adrienne Curry can get her model friends to hang out at comic book conventions, more power to you guys.
Thanks for listening, folks. If you want to hear more, please check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.